We have Alec Avineros in studio talking to us about all things health and wellness and bringing the spiritual aspect to it. Good morning, Alec.
Morning, Brigitte and listeners. Great to be back with you.
Great to have you back here talking on the topic of self-care today. What is self-care in general?
Well, I think it differs from person to person as to what they define as self-care. And I think the objective today is to try and get people to reframe their opinion around self-care, not just brushing your teeth and looking after your hygiene requirements, but actually realizing that your nutrition and exercise are critical components in your healthcare, and they should be viewed as such. So, you know, why bother brushing your teeth every day if you're eating the wrong food? And why bother, you know, if you're not exercising and you're not looking after yourself, then, you know, you are the cause of the problem. So rather, let's focus on the root or cause and fix it.
I think it's also important what you've just said now is we need to bring self-care into every aspect of our life. It mustn't just be the hygiene part. It's an all-round aspect. It's your nutrition. It's your exercise. And it needs to become something that is a daily habit. But remember, also, sometimes if you don't know where to start, it's always good to know that we don't need to have equipment and gyms and gym memberships and all that kind of thing. You can do it in your everyday life. I mean, going shopping with shopping bags is part of self-care, isn't it? You can use that as an example or a way to
yeah, well, instead of using the trolley, carry them.
Exactly. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or the escalator, whatever it is.
Yeah, but I think it actually goes, if we want to start from a spiritual point of view, if you look at Matthew 22:39, it says that you need to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you don't love yourself and if you don't not prepare to look after yourself, then it's very difficult for you to love and better serve others if you are not in a good space yourself. So I think that's a great scripture to actually look at from the context of, we as Christians often overemphasize looking after the needs of others above ourselves. But it is the emphasis should be on you need to look after yourself first in order for you to better serve and love and care for others.
I think of that example when you're on the aeroplane and the oxygen mask comes down. And well,
yes,
you don't want to be on an aeroplane when an oxygen mask comes down, really. But when in that briefing, and they say put the oxygen mask on your face first and then help somebody next to you.
That's
what you're saying over here.
Excellent. Exactly this, right. Yeah. And then there's two scriptures that I wanted you to read for us. The one is in Romans 12, verse 2. And the other one is Ephesians 4, verse 23.
So Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is good, pleasing, and perfect, the perfect will of God." Also in Ephesians 4 verse 23 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind."
Yeah, so that's where it starts. So you need to have a teachable spirit. You need to be inquisitive. You need to want to learn and to improve your situation. And the Bible is a great place to start. And that goes for your health and wellness too. We've covered over the many episodes, so many different verses that instruct us to look after ourselves and to eat right and exercise right. That's the key, is to actually be teachable, be willing to learn, be inquisitive, and experiment. And then from that, you can then start the journey of improving your health and your health span. And the two primary drivers there are your nutrition and exercise. And we've covered in depth, you know, about how beneficial they are to your mental well-being and your physical well-being. Yet the majority of people are totally inadequately looking after themselves. So their self-care doesn't extend to what they eat and their exercise, which it should.
It all starts with nutrition at the end of the day, because if you're eating well, you have more energy. And when you have more energy, you can do things. And we talk about living a life of purpose. We need energy to fulfill our purpose.
Yes.
And it goes back to eating correctly as well. Be it in the food types that you eat, the portions that you eat, can be a various ways that you can do that by starting with nutrition. Obviously, you're going to start with the healthier things, cut out the more unhealthier things like the sugars and
yes,
the extra fats and that type of thing.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of progress in that area, and in particular, things that have been, you know, vilified in the past, like salt and fats, are now not the turning out to be the bad apples, you know, and your sugars, your highly refined processed sugars are most certainly very detrimental to your health, and they've been added into all your refined and processed foods purposefully, because it encourages you to actually eat more. So, you know, we've spoken about the three levers to controlling your nutrition. It's what you eat, when you eat, and how much you eat. So even if you're on a bad diet, if you eat less of it, it's going to improve. You're going to see an improvement. So, you know, we need to be pulling on one of those three at all times. So the easiest is to look at eating less from a portion size, eating less often, which brings you to intermittent fasting and fasting in general, which I'm a big advocate for. And then once you've got those under control, then you can start improving the quality of what you eat, looking at making sensible choices around eating whole foods, nutritious foods, and snacking less or cutting it out altogether, cutting out your sugars. Vegetable oils are no. Go back to, you know, olive oil where possible, and you know, just the get the basics right. And then on the exercise side of things, it's really about getting your priorities right. You first, you know, that you exercise, you know, you think immediately of training, and that brings us to performance improvement. But that is actually only the third in the step. So you should be training or exercising first for health, and then mobility, and then strength, and only after those basics are in place do you then go over to training for performance and physique. So the youngsters sort of jump in at the top end of the physique and try to work on that, but they neglect the basics around the mobility, so you need to get your priorities right, work on them, progressively.
Let's go back to nutrition just for a moment, because you said that eat less often and smaller portions. And if you're eating a diet that is high in nutrition, your portions already go down as it
Correct.
Is, because you don't want, it's not like you need to fill yourself up more, because the healthier your food is, or the higher in nutrition that your food is, the more filling that you are also. So that already is a start for you to get your nutrition right. And you spoke about intermittent fasting. So it's also about the latest time that you should be eating, you need to stick by, because of your system is a digestive system. You don't want your body to be working while you you sleeping and digesting. It needs to be kind of in a state of relaxation while you are sleeping.
That's exactly correct. So just to go back to your example about eating nutritious fruit or foods, I'll use fruit as an example. You know, if you have a glass of orange juice, you're having the equivalent of, you know, 4 or 5 oranges, and nobody sits down and eats 4 or 5 oranges in one sitting. You know, so if you eat the orange, you're only going to eat one. Whereas if you have the orange juice, you're going to end up having the equivalent sugar intake of having 5 oranges.
Exactly.
So, you know, be sensible and just think about what you're doing, think. Is this beneficial to me? Is this beneficial to others? And if the answer is yes, keep doing it. And if the answer is no, well, then you shouldn't be doing it. I'm all about getting people to own up and take responsibility for their own choices and their own actions. So if you're in a bad place with your health, the chances are you are the cause of the problem, and you need to do something about it. And you can fix it at any age and in any condition that you're in. The Lord created our bodies to rejuvenate and regrow on a continuous basis. But you've got to effect that change through your nutrition, your exercise, and renewing your mind. So if you renew your mind, then you can actually get on and make progress on your improving your health span, self-care, look after yourself, love yourself, so that you can love and serve others.
It's such a fine balance, Alec, because we are told that we aren't to be self-centered, but yet we need to have self-care, where there is a balance in looking after yourself and not being vain about the way that you are looking after yourself.
Yes. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure that that point comes across. So the purpose, that your purpose that you are here for is to glorify the Lord and to bring glory to Him in all that you do and to serve and love others. But you can't do that if you don't have the self-care and the looking after yourself first. So if you are a burden to society and you're a burden to your family because of your health and you have caused that yourself, then it doesn't matter how much you love them, you're a burden, and it's your fault. So do something about fixing it, and it is within your ability and your control to do that. So lifestyle diseases are called that because they are caused by your lifestyle, and they are largely your fault. So, you know, own up and do something about them. So, yeah, and you can.
You definitely can. And you know what, Alec? It just boils down to balance in life also, to know what your priorities are. And if you are a parent, you want to live to see your kids get old also. You know, you want to be in a long journey. I mean, you've spent some time with your family recently. We won't go into too much detail about it, but the fact that you had 3 generations there.
Four
generations there.
Yeah.
That is a blessing also to be able to do something like that because of, you know, that's just one of the fruits of living a lifestyle that is healthy, to be able to know who your children's children are and that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so nice to be able to spend time together and to be healthy, and to do things together. So there's no excuse. My in-laws are in, you know, 80. They're still roughing it, camping in the Kruger. So, you know, it's awesome, yeah.
It really is when great-grandparents are able to go on family holidays with their great-grandchildren. And that is, like I said, it is a fruit of healthy lifestyle living. Want to look at those scriptures before we end off. It's Ephesians 4 verse 23. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Also in Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is the good, pleasing and perfect will of God. And then Alec also mentioned in Matthew 22 verse 39 says, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, so broaden your idea around self-care to include what you eat and your physical activity, and just make an effort to find something that you enjoy doing so that you can be more physically active. And then on the physical activity, remember that you start with physical activity to improve your health, then your mobility, then your strength. And only after that do you get to performance and physique. So, you need to do the basics right first. And it's really, really simple. Get off your butt and go for a walk. It's not difficult. Just get active and build on it in small steps, one step at a time.